Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Hey, y'all. Are you an avid listener to My Doula Micah? And you want to be more involved? You want to support? You want to be a subscriber? You want to get ad-free podcasts? You want to see some video content or never-before-seen footage, extra additional content, maybe even some merchandise at a discounted price, and you want to benefit from that? Then go to patreon.com/mydoulamicah and jump in to the fun. Okay, y'all, Christmas is around the corner, and it's time to start thinking about those special holiday photos. So my friend Julie of JME
Well, hello there, everybody.
I've got you covered for Micah all your Burgess Christmas here.
You're listening
mini
to My Doula Micah.
I've taken a big break.
I feel like it's been a while since I've been in the studio
to record and get an additional digital image. I'm going to check out her website, give you guys JME Photography.
Well, what I want to talk about is M. 2024. Mary, that's what everybody's talking about, right?
JME Photography Waco.com. But I'm going to recap briefly 2023. I mean, like, not going to spend a lot of time on that, but pointing out some things that were going on in 2023 and kind of what that means in terms of focus for 2024 for me. So I started the year off in 2023. A vacation with my husband to Miami, Florida, celebrating our 30th. It was a great way to start the year. One of the best trips we've ever had. I mean, so, so fun. I'm still grabbing photos and using those for different things on social media. It was just so great. I'm so thankful. And when I listened back to my podcast episode that was kind of talking about looking ahead to 2023, I got kind of choked up talking about my family and my husband and, you know, just where we find ourselves in 30 years and working hard and protecting what we've got and continuing to navigate and allow that relationship and our family to mature and grow, giving lots of space for mistakes. And so just needed to highlight that one more time to let you guys know how important that is to me and how important it is to me that you guys are being able to walk in relationships that you feel fully yourself, that you are, flourishing in your relationships. That's really what I want for all of you. I did retire from doula services, birth doula services here in my Waco local area. I shut down Waco Doula this past year. That might be a surprise to some of you. Some of you who've been following me for a while know that I started an online coaching business for doulas all over the country, mentoring them. I've talked quite a bit on my podcast episodes about what the mentorship program kind of looks like and why I think mentoring is so important. And so I did retire from that, but I also added a new option to my childbirth consulting services. So like expecting moms, spouses, or even loved ones can now hire me in advance and essentially kind of put me on reserve for potential situations or scenarios you might encounter prenatally that require a decision to be made. It's like a, oh no, we've got a curveball. What do we do now? Kind of situation type thing. And many people appreciate some guidance and wisdom from someone that they're not related to, that's not a part of their medical team, or just a regular person with no experience on the childbirth arena. So you're basically, you know, hiring peace of mind. If I was going to be honest, you're buying peace of mind. Should something unexpected arise and you've got a professional that can counsel you about your very specific personal situation that you find yourselves in. And you know, provide options, encouragement, and even, you know, coupled with some of that doula wisdom and experience. And bonus, you do not have to live in Waco, Texas to benefit from this service. My availability is to anyone, anywhere. There'll be more on that, but I'm really excited about this addition to be able to help more couples, more expecting families in their childbirth journey when they hit something that's like, oh man, we really need some counsel and some wisdom. Ah, we've already purchased this. We have somebody on reserve. That's kind of the idea. More on that. Last year I mentioned that I think the volume cut out, or at least in my earphones, I can't hear it. You guys out there, can you hear me? I can, but I can't hear myself anymore. Ten, nine, no. Ten, nine, no. That's okay.
Did it just go out?
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Gee whiz. Really loud. That's okay. You fixed it, but it's way too loud now. Ten, nine, eight. Yeah, that's good. Maybe just a little bit quieter. Yeah. My husband's calling me. I'm going to tell him, hey, babe, I'm recording right now. Can I call you later?
Yeah, I just want to know what time
Levi's been. Four. No, Anna Joy's picking him up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Uh-huh. Start anytime. I know I also mentioned last year that my husband and I were really excited about finally kind of settling in to a church fellowship. We've been church hunting for a while, and we did that. And we're a part of a small group. There's three other couples besides us, and we've been spending a lot of time with them. And I can tell you it's definitely meeting a need that we've had to be a part of community with like-minded people. And so really excited about that. Encourage all of you to look at your lives and make sure you are surrounded with community. That you can be yourself, and people that can pray for you and help counsel you in situations that you find yourself in, that you're not by yourself, right? My Naomi finished up her senior year last year, finished up basketball, and last year was my last year to coach. After 9-10 years, I think, of coaching, I retired. She did a thesis. She was a part of Sound of Music. She played Mother Abbess, is that her name? Anyway, she attended her last prom. They got to go to Italy for their class trip. Of course, she graduated. She got accepted to Baylor University here in Waco, Texas, and received a scholarship to be a part of the University Scholar Program. So proud of her. My oldest daughter, Gabrielle, gave birth to Grayson in March. We love this little baby. She is a dream. Oh my goodness, best baby. Wow, just crazy. And my daughter is an amazing mom, an amazing woman. She did just turn 30, and tomorrow she turns 30, and she's doing the single mom gig, y'all. It's hard, but she is actually thriving. Really, really proud of her. Anna Joy moved back to Waco. She's still in her Chick-fil-A career. She's the front of house director at a brand new Chick-fil-A here in Waco. And she moved back home and actually moved in with Gabrielle and the kids to help her out. So that has been a true blessing, a true joy. And I'm so glad she's close. Isaac started his second year at University of Arkansas, and he's also working at Chick-fil-A. It's a Chick-fil-A family. Jacob's working at Chick-fil-A. Naomi works at Chick-fil-A when she has time. We love this company. It's a great company. And Jacob's been in a serious relationship for a couple of years, and we love her. She spent the holidays with us. So thankful for her. My Levi, our youngest, he's our last one at home. He got to go on a mission trip to Jamaica over the summer, where they use basketball and sports athletics to help really communicate the love of God and serving others. And so he really enjoyed that. That was a great experience for him. My Doula Micah is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Give online therapy a try at betterhelp.com/doula and get on your way to being your best self. What are some things you want to keep the same about yourself or your life in 2024? Where are you already crushing it? Think opposite of new year, new you. Around New Year's, we get obsessed with how to change ourselves instead of just expanding on what we've already been doing right. Maybe you finally organized one part of your space and you want to tackle another. Or maybe you're taking your supplements every morning and now you want to actually eat breakfast too. Therapy helps you find your strength so you can ditch the extreme resolutions and make changes that really stick. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit betterhelp.com/doula today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/doula, DOULA.
Michael was deployed at the end of the summer for another 3 months with the insurance adjusting, and it really, really took its toll on me. He was gone for 3 months. So we've been kind of, since he's been back, we've kind of been in this limbo of what are we going to do? Because that's just not working. I don't want him to be gone 8 months out of the year. So it's been a little bit tricky, if I was going to be honest, towards the end of 2023 to kind of figure out what is next for us and figuring that out and what that shift looks like concerning work and jobs and income and, you know, all of that. And so we're on a good track. We're on a right path. And we're just continuing to lean in and to trust that we're on the right track and that, you know, things are going to start breaking through. More on that in just a minute as I talk about like the focus of 2024. So I'm going to come back to that. Levi is a freshman. He ran cross country. He is a part of One Act. He is in a church youth band, a part of choir. Basketball is his absolute love. So he's a super busy guy, thriving, and the holidays were great. Very low key. My family all near me for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Everybody was together. Would not change a thing about the holidays. They were great. So 2023 was very full, very busy. Probably went to 3 or 4 weddings, which was fun. And now I'm, you know, it's January and I'm focused on 2024. And I'm not exactly sure what's around the corner. I mean, seriously, there's like nothing big on the horizon. Like as I was preparing for this episode, I was like, what am I going to talk about for 2024? There's not anything that I'm like anticipating. It feels strange. Almost like there's something wrong, even though I know there's nothing wrong, but I think it's because of what I mentioned earlier, kind of this limbo that we're in concerning what we're to be doing with the work of our hands. Both my husband and I, we both find ourselves there. I'm still doing the online coaching and the mentorship, which is great. I'm loving that. And like I said, some of these extra services and people benefiting from that, but it needs to take off quite a bit more if it's going to be like the sole provision for my family, right? And I don't know how many of you have experienced this. Well, I would imagine many of you have experienced this where something really shifts in your life, big shift. And so it can cause you to do more than just push pause. Sometimes it causes you to, I don't know, drop your shoulders and feel like, oh, wow, what are we going to do? And my husband and I have really taken the opportunity to live day by day, enjoying what we do have, what we have been blessed with, and really pressing in and trusting, specifically trusting the Lord. And that's been really good for us. We've grown quite a bit. But it's a very unique feeling for me. I always have something on the horizon, something that's next, a big thing that I'm planning for, or something I'm excited about, or, you know, a big project that I got to tackle. And I just don't have anything like that. It's just steady as we go as a mom and a wife and, you know, with my business. And so I'm,
you know, I feel, like I said, I feel strange about it, but I am looking forward to what is in store for me in 2024, especially if this year is going to look really, really different for me. So I'm trying to embrace that at 52 years old. But I think it'll be really, really good for me. And I think ending this particular episode, what I would say is what maybe a takeaway is from this, as you listen to me talk about my life, which is boring, think about yours. You know, as you, many people do like New Year's resolutions and big goals. I don't tend to do that, but it's obviously a good opportunity. You're ending one thing, like an entire year, and starting a new entire year. So it's a natural break for people to reassess. And I think that's good. I think that that's important. And so maybe your life, maybe how 2023 ended and how 2024 is starting off, it does feel a little bit unsure, or maybe it feels strange, like where I find myself right now. So dig deep, like focus a little bit more, pray a little bit more, consult your friends or family members that you trust and get them to speak into your life. Like what's going on? What's happening? And are you to just be settling in to something different or new or uncomfortable? Or do you need to like push past and break through? And those are very different, I don't know, postures that we have towards life. Those two things that I just mentioned, that you approach that very differently. And so my hope and my prayer for my listeners is that you are anticipating and looking forward to, not because it's grand and amazing necessarily, but just because it's another opportunity to live this life that we've been given, right? And we don't want to waste our opportunities. And I certainly don't. And so as you look forward, as you reassess, truly be listening so that you feel guided and that you feel that you've got wisdom and peace as you approach 2024. Thank you for listening to My Doula Micah. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube at My Doula Micah. We can also get connected at MyDoulaMicah.com. If you're interested in checking out my book, the link to The Humor in Birth, Stories and Insights from a Doula can be found on all of these social platforms. Be sure to share and subscribe. I'll be here next week, so please be sure to join me again. And this podcast was produced by Rogue Media Network.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.